Hello, welcome to Sancho's Diary podcast. Today is 21st of May 2016, Saturday. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, I will tell you more about French writer Bernard Weber. He appeared on Korean JTBC news program on 19th of May and had an interview with Korean anchor Mr. Son Seok-hee. I wrote down the interview and translated it into English. This is the first part of the interview. We have surveyed which writer's novel has been read most in the last 10 years in Korea. It's not a Korean writer's, but a French one. A French writer was ranked as number one. To those who have not much interest in novels, this writer's name is quite familiar. We are honored to have Mr. Bernard Weber in this newsroom, who has been making Korean readers' heart throbbing with the imagination that we cannot imagine. Good evening, Mr. Bernard Weber. Nice to meet you. Good evening. I heard that you went to the ballpark for the ceremonial first pitch. Did you throw well?
I went to the ballpark for the first time, and it was also first time to play baseball, so I did not know I threw well or not. Anyway, it was quite an impressive experience. It seems to me that a lot of audience gave me a good energy. Let's go straight to the main subject. Your novel, The Third Humanity, has completed as the sixth volume published in here Korea. As always, we can call it a novel which weaved together mythology, philosophy, and science, etc. What was it that you wanted to tell us in your novel?
Humanity is a relatively young life living on this enormous Earth. Earth has intellectual ability together with perceptual ability. I think that Earth is like mother and should be respected. It is not meaning the simple environmental protection. I think that there must be a relationship similar to association or alliance between humanity and the Earth in the future. Figuratively speaking, the relationship between humanity and Earth is like between a dog and a flea. A little bit of sucking of blood is acceptable, but sucking is becoming a problem. Earth is the same as it. What is the most prominent from your book, The Third Humanity, is the MRC, the microhuman which is produced by humans. What did you want to tell us through the MRC?
Regarding the MRC, I got the hint from the evolution of nature. It is said that there were 5 times of extinction on Earth. Every time of extinction, the most tiny female and social species only survived. Dinosaur extinguished, but lizard survived. Mammoth disappeared, but elephant lived. Every time of extinction, only species having these 3 features survived, and this kind of flow has been persisted to this day. For example, Ant is one of the oldest species on Earth. Ant is also having a feature like the most tiny female and social one. Eventually, the core theme of my book, The Third Humanity, is that we should create a new humanity conforming to Earth. Female and male's gender balance ratio should be 9-1. This is because of that. As a matter of fact, I got the gender balance ratio from insect society. If we look at the bee or ant groups, it is the feminized society, and its female and male's gender balance ratio is 9-1. One thing we have to remember is that ant has been here on Earth 120 million years ago, but it is the fact that humanity appeared only 3 million years ago. Therefore, if we count according to age, humanity is the most young and newly arrived species among the various species. What I am always reminding readers of is that humanity should act with modest mind and attitude as a most recently appeared species, and bear in mind to respect nature and earth. On your novel, this Amashu is illegally copied by Chinese. Do you have any thought about this matter at ordinary times? In Europe, ethics or morality is a major issue on the science field, but in China, economic reason is prevail over ethics, and there is a tendency that we do anything if there is money. I gave the readers a hint how Europe sees Chinese industry. One more interesting thing is that a Korean female character is appearing on the 5th and 6th volume of your book, The Third Humanity. Is it a special consideration for Korean readers? Every time I write a novel, I try to mention about Korea. Though it is brief, I really like Korea. It seems to me that Korea is my second homeland. Also, I try to seek after the balance of yin and yang on my whole novels. I follow the balance between the East and the West, female and male. I placed weight on the East and female through this Korean female character and approach it on the level that female is a being to awakening male to the fact of life. I think this is the quite modern idea. To me, female is a being to know by instinct, and male is a being to learn. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Bye.